when the two VA clinics closed without notice on December 10th. It caused outrage and indignation. But now VA administration spokesman Ralph Huesner in Minneapolis says they've ordered the clinics to reopen. Earlier this month, the VA sent Twin Cities area doctors and staff to the Rice Lake Clinic. Now Huesner says they'll reopen the Hayward facility.
We are hopeful that we'll be able to open at least on a limited basis sometime in February. Can't say whether it'll be early, middle, or late, but the directive we have is we need to work toward a February opening.
Believe me, there will be a lot of veterans walking through those doors and being taken care of with big smiles on their faces.
That's Sawyer County Veterans Service Officer Ray Beckman in Hayward. Since the clinics were closed by a private operator paid by the Veterans Administration, Beckman says it's great news that the VA will now operate these clinics directly.
Absolutely. No offense meant to anybody that's a contractor, but this way it cuts out a third party that's trying to cut corners and make a profit. And you can't blame a business for trying to make a profit, but not at the expense of our veterans.
The Hayward VA Clinic serves veterans from 17 counties, mostly in Bayfield, Ashland, Sawyer, Barron, and Burnett County. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.